The war in Gaza is scrambling the fortunes of political parties in Israel, with parliamentary elections less than a month away. Among those jockeying for position are the current foreign minister, Tzipi Livni, also the former prime minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who's leader of the hardline opposition party Likud, and the current defense minister Ehud Barak, leader of the Labor Party. We called columnist Akiva Eldar today to talk about how Israeli politics are affecting the war and vice versa. He's chief political analyst for the Israeli newspaper Haaretz.
If you look at the polls, it seems that Ehud Barak and the Labor Party are the big winners. When the war started, the polls showed that they were down from 19 to 11 seats in the Knesset, and right now they are at around 16 or 17. And since this war is supported by a very clear majority of more than 80% of the Israelis, and since Ehud Barak is not only the chairman of the Labor Party but also the Minister of Defense, he's getting the credit for a war that seems to be the most just thing that Israel has been doing for a long time.
You mentioned the overwhelming popular support among the Israeli Jewish population for the war in Gaza. How much do you think that popular support will erode over time as the war goes on, as casualties mount on both sides, potentially?
Yeah, I think that this is what worries Ehud Barak, who is in favor of ending this war now. He hopes that we can reach some kind of agreement, and I've just heard that Prime Minister Hania of the Hamas government is willing to reach a truce agreement with Israel. I think this is what Barak is looking at right now, because his supporters will not tolerate major fatalities, casualties in this war. And it seems that right now the marginal advantage that you can gain from a few more days in Gaza is much less than what you can lose, both in the battlefield, losing lives of soldiers, and the international support. It seems that Israel would like to end this before President-elect Obama is sworn in. The common wisdom is that you don't want to start your relationship with the new administration with a kind of a rift and a conflict that will require the United States to tell Israel enough is enough.
So that would anticipate that something would need to happen in the next week before January 20th?
Yeah, I believe that this is the deadline. The deadline for the end of this war is when Barack Obama will be sworn in.
So assuming there were to be some sort of agreement in the next week or so, as you're describing, it would still leave in place Hamas in control of Gaza. Do you think the Israeli people would agree to that? Do they not think that there was a higher goal here, that the end result of this would be that Hamas would be destroyed?
Well, actually, if you listen carefully to what even Prime Minister Olmert is saying, who has been the tougher guy in this game, is that we don't expect to get rid of the Hamas regime. Actually, if you even let's assume that we will be able to remove them from power, nobody expects Mahmoud Abbas and the Fatah to get back to Gaza riding Israeli tanks, because this will not be tolerated by the Palestinian people. And you don't want the Gaza Strip to become a kind of no man's land led by warlords. So even though Hamas is a bad address, in the view of most Israeli, bad address is better than no address. Yes, we will have to live with the Hamas, hoping that we can go back to the truce regime that more or less was working in the last 6 months before this war started.
Well, Mr. Eldar, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you so much, and I hope that next time we'll talk about how we can reconstruct Gaza.
It's Akiva Eldar, chief political analyst with the Israeli newspaper Haaretz in Jerusalem.